You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast. By the time those curtains raise, I'll be waiting in the wings. I've only got one line to say, I'm gonna give it everything. But I'm not the since three. Leading man is fucking all his lines, and you can tell from the way his face is. And something must be done to turn around this train wreck. People came to see blood on the stage, and they will see it by the third act.
I'm That was The Leading Man by DC Maxwell. In the studio this morning, we have DC himself. Kia ora, Daniel. How are you today?
Kia ora, Rachel. I'm very fine, thank you, on this beautiful day. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's lovely to have you up here. A busy week for you. You've got a brand new music video coming out tomorrow for The Last Stand of the Killer, a fantastic, totally inappropriate for breakfast radio track, which anyone who's listened to your record will know. It's kind of a bank heist.
Yeah,
song.
It is. Thank you for saying that. Yeah, so we're doing like a sneak preview of this amazing kind of music video that we did, and the song itself is like a bank heist. A guy, the heist is going wrong, and he's freaking out, doesn't know what to do, and is just appealing for these hostages for love and understanding in his final moments. And we kind of managed to shoot a video that is very close to the song, and did like a full 1970s bank robbery in this beautiful historic building. So
what an exciting thing to have been able to create. And you're celebrating it in quite glamorous style at the Hollywood Avondale.
I am, yes. Thank you very much to the Hollywood Avondale for allowing this strange event to go ahead. We're combining it with a screening of the movie Dog Day Afternoon.
Awesome.
And this is on Thursday from 6 p.m. onwards. And yeah, sorry, I don't know if that's too early to plug, but...
No, I think get in there. For folk, I mean, Dog Day Afternoon is an extraordinarily famous film, but a little bit of background, bit of context, if you are not familiar with it. What is it about this movie that's important to you, Daniel?
Well, first of all, it's one of the most incredibly sweaty movies ever made. Like, just from word go, that men are sweating all over the place.
Yes.
But it's actually a very beautiful story about a guy, and it's a true story about a guy that robbed a bank in New York in the 70s to pay for his partner's transition surgery.
Oh, wow.
So it's like, it's a very like beautiful, sorry if that's a spoiler for anyone, but it's still a beautiful
spoiler
movie.
Spoiler alert, yeah.
But like, and it's just very like tender, and all these very complex relationships are treated very carefully, and there's also some incredible acting in it. Like, some of the great actors of modern cinema are in this movie.
And crazily enough, you've actually you said you've invited a friend, a special guest on the show. You've got someone on Zoom for us, Daniel.
Yes, this is huge. I would have loved to pre-promote this, but legal kind of contracts made me I wasn't able to. But basically what happens is Al Pacino himself actually owns the rights to Dog Day Afternoon.
Wow.
Which he bought, and so we actually had to go direct to Al Pacino himself to secure the rights to screen this movie. And in kind of convincing him, I sent him my music and he liked it. He said he was bopping along, and we actually became friends, and he said to promote the show he's going to come on. So I've actually got him waiting on Zoom here.
Oh my God.
Al Pacino on BFM Breakfast.
I know, one of the great American actors of all time. So should I bring him in now?
Yeah, bring him in.
Okay.
Bring him in.
Al, are you okay?
Hello.
Are you there, Al?
Hello.
Okay, hey.
How you doing?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, Al. How you doing?
What do you want?
Whoa!
Jeez. Al.
Sorry. Al, are you okay? We talked about this.
We talked about this,
yes.
Remember?
I remember. I said we were going to jump on the show and you were going to talk about this.
You know me.
I mean, we met before briefly earlier, but let's just start again. I think we got off on the wrong foot. What have you been up to today?
I had coffee half an hour ago.
Okay. I mean, that's great. Have you been doing anything else?
I'm a fan of man.
Okay. I mean,
crikey, Al.
Anyway, Al, I think I'm a huge fan. I'm a really, really big fan of you.
You think you're big time?
No, I said big fan.
You think you're big time?
Yeah. Anyway, I think we'll have to.
Hoo-ah!
Anyway, you mentioned that you like my music and that you're a bit of a musician yourself, didn't you?
Glory, glory, hallelujah!
Wow.
Glory,
that's
glory,
amazing.
Hallelujah.
Beautiful,
yeah.
Al
Pacino himself.
Oh.
What kind of a show are you guys putting on here today?
I don't know.
It's the 95 BFM Breakfast Show, Al Pacino.
I don't know.
Get out of here!
Okay, you seem to... Are you okay? Because I know you have that that new young wife. I just hope that she's looking after you, because it seems things are going south. Anyway, look.
Is he still there?
You just cost me $6,000.
Oh, okay.
Maybe in the call.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to... right, bye, Al.
Bye, Al Pacino. Thanks for coming on Breakfast. Wow, and Al Pacino is going to be at the Hollywood Avondale tomorrow, allegedly?
That's what he said, but to be honest, from that last conversation, I don't know how much I can trust him.
Yeah, I don't know how that
because
went. That was...
You know, he's said a lot of things. He was fine when I talked to him before, albeit he was mostly on mute. But
he's you know, classic artistic temperament. So
yeah, exactly. He's kind of known for this kind of thing. So I have come to expect this from such an artist as Al.
As Al. I mean, well, look, thanks for bringing him on Breakfast. What a coup for us, really. Mm. That's a feather in the cap for Rachel
that's
and Stella
on a
this morning.
Application.
It absolutely is.
That's huge. Thank you, guys.
Hey, thank you, Daniel. We will see you tomorrow night at the Hollywood Avondale for a sneak preview of The Last Stand of the Killer music video. Who directed it?
Oh, a lovely young director called Jack O'Neill, and he put his heart and soul into it. And yeah, it's a wonderful video. There's also some sweating going on in that one as well.
Nice. We like a sweaty video and then a sweaty movie, Dog Day Afternoon. And you've also created a special cocktail, which is there. It's hair of the dog.
Mm-hmm.
Is there actual hair in it?
There is.
From
yes.
a dog?
From ethically sourced dog hair, yes.
Beautiful.
And to be honest, it kind of actually, like, people are getting freaked out about it, but it just sits on top of the ice and it's more of like a texture than an actual flavor.
Okay.
Like putting a bit of lemon rind in.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
You're not chewing on the lemon rind.
Did you
rind.
Wash the dog pre-collection?
I'm not sure on that. I think it depends on the dog, because to keep it the ethical tick for the dog hair, you do have to make sure the dog's comfortable. And if it's a dog that doesn't like baths, then unfortunately you just get
that would be unethical.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see you tomorrow at the Hollywood Avondale. What time is it kicking off?
We're going to be kicking off at 6 p.m. for some lovely drinks in the courtyard, including this signature one-time-only cocktail, the hair of the dog. Then at 7 p.m., I think I'm going to play some songs, including some new songs.
Cool.
And then we're going to show this music video, and then we're going to all watch this beautiful movie, Dog Day Afternoon.
And Al Pacino may or may not be there.
Al Pacino may certainly be there. He's certainly given he said, you can bet your life on it to me. But then I guess he says a lot of things.
You'll just have to show up tomorrow to find out. Hey, thank you, Daniel.
It's only $15.
Whoa. Bargain.
Just to throw that out there. Like a cat among the pigeons.
If you want to get a ticket, where do you go?
Go to thehollywood.com or just show up at the beautiful Hollywood Avondale. Actually, I don't know if it's hollywood.com. Imagine if they had hollywood.com.
I feel like it's probably...
just look up on hollywood.com.
That
just
could
look
be
up
anything.
Hollywood Avondale.
Hollywood Avondale, you'll find it. We'll see you tomorrow night, Daniel.
Cool, thank you very much.
Out stealing horses with my baby tonight. Cutting through fence lines, moving silent in the moonlight. Somebody tried to stop us, but my baby cut him down. Now I lead those stolen horses over blood upon the ground. On the ground. With my baby tonight. There's a posse on our trail, riding hard up behind. We're making for the hills, but on the horizon there's a light. If we can get there before sun up, we'll be alright, we'll be alright. Horses with my baby tonight. He is bleeding in his saddle, slumped over to the right. The crack of rifle shot comes down on us from high. And my baby screams he loves me, and I know he'll never die. He'll never die. Some men are built to last, some to burn bright, and just the ones Lovers left behind live every moment in pain. Yeah, my baby was a horse thief. I miss him every day, every day.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.